Chapter 38. Jesse couldn't sleep. His mind was on overload, which finally drove him out of bed and downstairs, where he fixed himself a scotch. When he brought it into the living room, he was surprised to find the cat asleep on one of his two leather armchairs. It barely raised its head when Jesse sat down in the chair next to it. Jesse took a sip and smiled. He had become attached to the cat, or, more likely, he was now owned by it, which gave him purpose. He put his feet up and continued to sip the scotch. He had narrowly avoided being killed today, and in turn he had killed a man, the fact of which had barely registered amid the chaos of the day. The man was still unidentified and lay on a slab at the morgue. A life, thought Jesse, a man's life, given up in the service of what? Defending the interests of some psychopath? He thought about Lisa Berry, alone, bullied by a group of privileged adolescents who were acting out psychological issues that probably had nothing to do with her, rebuffed by a desensitized authority figure, begging for parental attention. He thought about the odd series of events that had been plaguing Paradise, animal killings, arson. What am I missing? He asked himself. What's the connection? He considered Alexis Richardson. What was he doing with her? He had pushed Sonny Randall away. He had permanently shut the door on Jen. He was just beginning to feel comfortable being alone. Now, suddenly, there was Alexis. Why? Songs from the past kept running through his mind. Songs about summer love, summer romance. He was having a summer fling, is what he was doing, with apparently no strings attached. Maybe. What's the connection? He asked himself again. An unfamiliar noise registered in his now somewhat sodden consciousness. Something outside. He picked up his Colt Commander and his Smith & Wesson tactical high-beam flashlight. He opened the porch door and went outside. He stood there, listening. Then he switched on the flashlight and began a slow tour of his grounds. He circled the house. He didn't detect anything strange. He went back inside. He sipped the last of the scotch. What's the connection? He said again. Finally, he turned off the lights and went upstairs to bed. After a while, Rollo dared to move. He carefully climbed out of the thorn bushes in which he had been hiding. He looked at the darkened house. Dead man walking, he said. Then he crossed the footbridge and hurried away.